your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Society for the Blind says blind and partially sighted people remain among the most vulnerable in our province. Organisation's Becky Jelle says gender-based violence, limited access to education and high unemployment continue to be major challenges. We're observing Disability Rights Awareness Month, which is aimed at promoting the rights of people with disabilities and challenging misconceptions about disability. Jelle says while this period is meant to empower people living with disabilities, there's still a long way to go for the blind community.
We have cases whereby blind women are being abused by their partners. And when a blind person goes and reports to the police to say, I've been raped, the first question would be, can you identify the person? That's the first issue. How would you identify it because you're blind? And then in the family itself, the marginalization goes to an extent that some blind people are just not recognized by their families. So if I'm a man with a family, if I'm not working, then the power of a man in that family won't be recognized because you can't contribute, you can't support.
Jelle says many of these issues can be addressed through proper education, which would help blind people become more independent. Human Settlements Minister Thembi Samalane says flood victims and shack dwellers in KwaZulu-Natal have not been forgotten. She's been responding to a recent report by human rights organisation Amnesty International South Africa, which found that leaders are failing those affected by climate-related disasters. The organisation raised concerns that victims of the April 2022 floods are still living in temporary accommodation and singled out eThekwini Municipality as one of the hardest-hit regions. Minister Samalane, who has welcomed the report, says addressing the imbalances of the past won't happen overnight. Her spokesperson, Tsekiso Machike.
They're not in my backyard attitude has been one of the obstacles, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal, to providing permanent shelter for the flood victims. Several projects have responded to people's housing needs across the country. These include KZN's Kanku Road, Pilgrim X, Konobia and Mbambayi.
The Ukrainian embassy in South Africa says it's looking into reports that 17 South Africans are trapped in Ukraine's war-torn Donbas region. The men aged between 20 and 39 years old were apparently lured to join mercenary forces involved in the Russia-Ukraine war under the pretext of lucrative job contracts. 16 of them are from KZN. Ukraine's ambassador to SA, Alexander Sherbers, told the SABC that they would never encourage anyone to go to the combat zone.
First of all, we are not persuading any South Africans to put their lives at risk and go to the war zone. That's absolutely clear. Second of all, foreign citizens who fight on our side, I would be very reluctant to call them mercenaries because all people who are fighting for money, they're fighting on Russia's side.
And finally, it's been an hour since the lines opened for East Coast Radio's Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon Day. So far, almost 90,000 rand has been donated. As Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports, teams of volunteers are stationed at Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea in Durban North, ready to take your call.
Pick and Pay is a sea of yellow today as the popular shopping centre is transformed into the headquarters of the Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon. The atmosphere is incredible. Phone operators in bright yellow shirts are on standby, ready to take your pledges. The appeal today is for as many people as possible to show up to ensure families don't go hungry over the festive season. Every donation matters. And all proceeds will go towards food hampers valued at 2,600 rand each. Here's East Coast Radio's marketing manager, Tanya Davies.
We all know where and how our Christmas lunches look like, where we're getting our food during the festive season. But for many families, they don't. And specifically kids who go to school, they'd probably get one meal a day at school, schools close. And so those kids aren't going to get fed during the festive season. And so the Season of Sharing's purpose is to feed as many families as possible.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban North.
Durban 22, Maritzburg 17, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, Quinton de Kock leads the Proteas to victory in the second ODI against Pakistan. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus expecting a fierce contest against Le Bleu in Paris on Saturday night. And Sabalenka and Pegula book WTA final semifinal spots.